No.
From the family? So,
there are no allowances. That was, I'd heard that term and read about it in the funny papers, but in my family, there's no such thing as an allowance.
Okay. So you were earning money. Were you putting that back into the family, or was that your own money?
Some of it, yes. I used to try to keep myself fairly independent. I had my own little flock of chickens, and I used to raise chickens and sell eggs. I had a little chicken house that I built, and I used to keep homing pigeons. And so I had quite a little activity with that kind of thing. But I didn't sell many eggs, but I used to get about a dozen chickens, and I'd get 8 or 10 eggs a day sometimes, depending on the time of year. And a lot of the money I spent on things that I needed and whatever. But and later, as I got older, I did give money back into the family when I made a little more money. For example, when I delivered the Province newspaper, I did 110 papers. For a whole month, you'd make $21. That was the entire amount of money you'd make. And you had to pay all of that on time. You had to take it down to Vancouver and pay it at the office. And of course, if you had delinquent subscribers, you would lose the money if they moved out on you or if they didn't pay you on time. So you had to bear all the losses as well. Now, it was a whole different attitude. The modern attitude just doesn't understand that particular way of looking at the world. And I think part of that came out of, you know, the sort of First World War sensibility, you know, the Depression sensibility. There were a huge number of First World War veterans around when I was a kid, particularly bachelors living in little places around Granby Highway and so on. Some of them, there was Mr. Sumption who lived off in the bush. You wouldn't know his house was there. First World War veteran, he hunted and fished and all that kind of thing, and was quite reclusive. So there were quite a number of those people around.
Okay. Can I ask you what kinds of things you would spend your money on?
Some clothes. I'd go to a movie into Vancouver, get on the Interurban, go to a movie. That would cost you 50 cents by the time you paid your fare and paid for that. So that sort of stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Candy sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream was a big thing. We didn't have a refrigerator, so you had to go and get ice cream and you had to eat it because you couldn't keep it. Yeah.
At home, did you have your own room?
No, either I was shared a room with, I had an older sister, and then later I shared a room with my brother, a younger brother. We had a very modest small house, which my father had added on to, but it was, you know, basically just a little place. There was no toilet, for example, no indoor plumbing, and there's no refrigerator. In fact, I bought my mother her first refrigerator in 1948. Yeah.
How long did the family stay in that house?
We stayed in that house until we lived on Norfolk Street, and my father went in the army in 1939. So then that house was sold, and I went and we lived with my grandparents, who lived on Douglas Road in a large house. And then when my father got discharged from the army, we built another house on Dominion Street, and then my father got ill and they sold that house, and we tried to deal with that situation, and then eventually we built a house on Sprott Street. So I've lived in three houses in that area, and then after I got married I bought a place on Government Road. So that's kind of, I've always lived in Burnaby. So
how many friends did you have?
Well, I had lots of friends in school, and I had neighbors whom we played with as well. So there was no shortage of friends. In fact, I still have friends from my elementary school days that I still see on a regular basis. several of them that we still see. In fact, I still communicate with my grade one teacher that I had in grade one. 1937, she taught me in grade one. She's still alive. I think she's got to be 95. She lives in White Rock. Miss Fennell. The Fennells were quite a well-known educational family. Her father was a school principal and whatnot. So, and she, my friend from grade one, who lives in Halifax, when he comes out, we take her out for lunch, and go down, pick her up, and she lives in White Rock, and take her out for lunch. She, she used to scare the hell out of me when I was in grade one, but she doesn't anymore. But then when I went to high school, I had a whole new set of friends, you know, and I played quite a bit of sports. I played soccer and English rugger, and so I had friends there. So that changed. And
were you involved in any other clubs or anything in high school?
Well, there were attempts to get us to join clubs, but that was never very successful. I guess, you know, being the way we were raised and the kinds of things, the Depression and the war and all that kind of thing, they put us in the Army Cadets in high school, and I was in the Army Cadets for a couple of years there. And I guess that was about the closest thing I ever came to be to a club. They used to march us around, and in fact, we did target practicing. They used to march us out and give us target practicing with these 22 rifles at Burnaby South High School. They had a shooting range there. And the janitor, who was an old First World War vet, used to march us out there and put us through the drill and shoot our targets and keep our scores and all that kind of thing. So, and of course, the war ended in 45.
How did you meet most of your friends? Through school or church?
Through school. And we never went to church. Through school and just in the neighborhood. I mean, everybody knew everybody in the neighborhood.
Okay, where did you spend most of your time playing?
Basically in the bush. Would go down to what were called the mill ponds, which was just where BCIT currently is. There was a whole series of mill ponds in there where the mills had used to float logs around. The other place we used to spend a lot of time was Steel Creek. And in the summertime, we did fishing and we'd do rafting down the creek. We would build rafts, go down the creek. In the wintertime, the creek used to freeze over quite often. We'd play hockey down there and skate. I've skated from the entire length of Steel Creek from what we called Queens Avenue right over to Burnaby Lake, the entire length out into the lake. Just beautiful skating along there. And of course, at that time, there's still hunting going on Steel Creek in the fall time. So
ducks
and no geese. We never saw any geese. The geese are all new. Never saw a goose, but there were ducks and pheasants. The whole flatland down there. See, the if you go down Royal Oak and you head towards the freeway, that whole flat area was all peat, and that was all kind of marshland and through there. So there was lots of pheasants and ducks, and the field trials for the retriever birds used to be held at Sperling Avenue. That was quite an exciting thing to go down there. They'd have these field trials on for several days, and they'd have retrievers and field dogs. And they used to use pigeons for the bird of retreat or for retrieval. And they'd have, in the water trials, what they would do, they'd have a guy, they'd wring a neck of a pigeon, and then the guy would throw it with a lacrosse stick into the creek, and then the dog would jump in and get it and bring it back. And then in the field trials, they would have someone out in the field shooting as this bird was thrown, and the dog would go out and retrieve the bird, and this was all kept track of. And they'd have all kinds of things set up there. So it was pretty exciting to be around there at that time. But, you know, the creek was, you know, really good fishing, particularly for catfish. We'd catch catfish, and we'd sell these. Also, there were bullfrogs, and we'd catch these bullfrogs, and we'd sell those as well. These are enormous frogs. Their legs on them are, you know, 8-10 inches long. You know, these are huge frogs. There was a Chinese garden down at the corner of Douglas Road and Regent Street. There's a big Chinese family there, and they would buy the frogs from us. They give us 15 cents for a big frog, which was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Because you could buy 2 loaves of bread for 15 cents.